All right, let's go. Episode three, the Rich Pod. Ah, father and son, here we go.
That is the same intro from the past two episodes.
And now it's number three. That shows consistency, my man. Old school.
All right, the Rich Pod. You gotta think of something else, Dad. We'll work on it.
No,
We'll work on
no, no consistency. Y'all get back with comments and let us know about that intro.
it. Yeah, give us some ideas for an intro, because
Because I have.
that all right is losing me.
Well, what I love is that it gets you talking, so that means it's effective. Rich Pod, let's go. All right.
Where did you get that from? That all right. Where did that come from?
It's just part of my character,
You need to
part of my
trademark
character.
that.
Yeah, I should.
It's
Thank
coming
you.
famous within my friend group. That all right.
I know, just none of y'all use it, or else you're infringing on my copyright. All
Sue.
right, so let's go.
All right, episode three. In the last episode, we had a special guest on it. My brother Lante talking about Bucks. If you want to be on it, let me know. Hit us up on every platform at The Rich Pod. Email us at The Rich Pod, father and son at Gmail. That's all the ways you can get in contact with us.
It's the Instagram.
Instagram, it's the Rich Pod, every platform at the Rich
Okay.
Pod.
All
TikTok,
right.
Instagram, Twitter. Make sure y'all follow us on all that. Follow us on YouTube at the Rich Pod Father and Son. Subscribe, like, comment, keep it going. Appreciate it.
Oh,
So
yeah. Oh,
start it
yeah.
out. Talk basketball.
NBA draft.
Oh, you want to talk about the draft? What you know about the draft? See what you know.
Well, what I know is that it was 58 picks.
Yeah.
I know that Wimbaya went one. That was
What's his
all the
name?
hype.
What's his name?
Went Wimbaya.
Okay, went by it, went one.
Okay.
What
Yep.
draft was you watching? Who's went by it?
Okay, what's his name?
Victor Wembanyama.
Close enough. You know who I meant?
Okay. All right. Don't hurt me. I was just
So,
asking.
okay, so I apologize when by y'all that I said your name wrong.
You
So
say Kumbaya?
I said when by y'all.
Wimbaya. When
Okay,
Victor
so
Wembanyama. Yeah, Victor
yes.
Wembanyama went number one. Brandon Miller number two. Scoop number three. It's gonna be relatively quick. I know my dad ain't really too knowledgeable with the young prospects. So Wemby probably be very good. Scoop, what do you think? You think Dame gonna try to request a trade now? You know they didn't want him to use third pick. What do you think about that?
Think he gonna use it as leverage. I mean, let's just be for real. He's been real loyal to Portland. You know,
Too
they've
loyal.
tried to make a few changes, but I mean, well, he's once again, I'm gonna throw in that old school loyalty and just wanting to win. You know, if you think about it, Giannis said some of the same stuff. You want to win, at the team. You don't want to hop around. Nothing against if you want to join another team, but you want to win where you at, the team that drafted you, the city you love. You want to win that. You want to bring them a championship. And I don't blame them for wanting, veterans around them, people that know how to play. I mean, Dame is not, 2 years, about to be out the NBA or anything. But once you're playing for years, all the accolades is nice, but you want that ring.
Yeah, what do you think? He got the best chance of getting the excuse me, best chance of getting the ring yet.
I don't know. I'm just not so much into, all this team hopping and, I get it. You want to go somewhere. So let's just hypothetically say he go to Miami, which everybody is saying. Does that make them give them an automatic championship? To me, I think it would help, as we know, their scoring output, hurt them in the playoffs, in their run. But then you had a guy that averaged 20 that was out a hero. So not saying he was going to put 20 every night up, but, you know, Dame is, you know, he's a different, you know, of course he's a different scorer, a different player, you know, because he just, you know, does what he does. But I just always think when it's just so quick to hop team to team and do all that, it's just no, you know, no guarantees, because you got to mix. And I'm not just putting it on the young generation. Back in our day when players on their last legs from Malone and Peyton, you know, going to the Lakers to try to get that ring and, you know, different stuff like that. It's just, it has to be the right mix. I think Denver is the perfect example of that. Just like the Bucks was, just like Golden State. I'm thinking of the last three champions. But cut me off anytime. The Bucks, Middleton, and Giannis playing for years together. Those two, you know, they brought in Drew, which was the missing piece. But, you know, then look at the Golden State the year after that. Klay, you know, Draymond, Steph playing for years. Then now look at Denver. You know, you got Murray and Jokic, you know, just playing for years together, building that. And I think that's just, you know, that's important.
All right. So he's talking about Denver. Where do you rank this Denver team? And let's rank it past 5 years. So you got what? 2019, who won? Who won in 2019? 2020 was the Lakers, 2021 the Bucks, 2022 the Warriors, and then the Nuggets. What is that, 4 years? 2020, 21, yeah. 22, 23. Oh, yeah. So since 2020. Toronto. Oh, yeah, then Toronto. So where do you rank the Nuggets, like that team, against the rest of those teams in their finals? Where do you rank that? Let me answer first. Yeah. I didn't mean to cut you off, but I've been told I don't talk enough, so. People want to see the son's perspective more than the father. That's for you, Jason. I know you're going to listen. So I think Denver.
Jason, no.
Do you think Denver? I don't think Denver beats the Warriors last year. I don't think. Not well, I don't know. Nah, I don't think they beat the Warriors last year. They'll get a Bucks a run. I don't. Bucks bias, I don't think they would beat that team the way they was playing. And Giannis, who's the year before that? I'm drawing the play. The bubble. Well, I think they did beat them that year, the bubble, but you know, that's shout out to my guy Sean. That's a Mickey Mouse ring. We don't really pay attention to that.
That's not true.
They was playing basketball at Disney World.
Okay, yeah. They was because of the situation, but they still play. You can't take that championship away from the Lakers. They still played against the same amount of teams. Matter of fact, if you look at the bubble, to me, I think it was a little harder. Yeah, you didn't have your fans. You didn't have none of that. So
that makes it easier.
Excuse me. Easier?
Yeah.
Okay, that's
playing in the stadium with 70,000 screamy people at you compared to some little pumped in Disney World fake screams. You don't think that ain't harder?
Was it a different court? Was it a different ball and hoop, ball and net?
Yeah,
nah, but we can move on. That's, I don't think you should take away what they accomplished because of the circumstances.
Wait, before we move on, you ain't answered. Where do you rank that?
Oh, well, I mean, it's hard to say. I don't see. Okay, let's just take what you said. So the Lakers did beat them that year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and Murray was, you know, dropping 50, and the Lakers still beat them. So that answers that question. The next year in 21, the Bucks, because of that team they had constructed, and I see PJ Tucker on Murray. Brooke Lopez was playing at a high level, Jokic, and who do they have? Although Aaron Gordon was good, really, you know, shut down Butler a lot. He couldn't do nothing with Giannis the way Giannis was playing that year. You throw Brown at him, he was too little. KCP, they just couldn't. So Giannis was the X factor, and Middleton. I mean, you know, and just really Drew. So that whole team that year, and you add Tucker, we see how much we miss Tucker. I'm going to just throw that out there. is because I don't see him beating that year. And then I'm going to probably have to agree with you with the Warriors. That out of all the teams, I would say that would have been the one I say would have been the closest, because although Clay and you know, Steph was doing their thing, and Draymond, just Jokic's size, all the other teams had a little size on them. And yeah, you know, you got my man Looney, shots out Milwaukee, but Jokic, you know, when it came to size, I don't know. So it's hard to say, but I think that team would have probably, that would have been the closest run, the Nuggets and the Warriors from last year.
Yeah, we're relatively on the same point. Let's hit this next point quick, because I want to jump into our main topic. So the next point, just the next topic about Bradley Beal, that trade, and Porzingis to the Celtics. Just your quick thoughts. We'll give our quick thoughts on them two trades. For me, I like the Celtics doing that trade because Marcus Smart is out the East, and that's like one of my least favorite players when he playing the Bucks. And we know Giannis can't guard Porzingis. Porzingis can't guard Giannis. He literally had his career high on him last year. So I hope that lightens it up. Maybe they put Porzingis on him rather than Horford. Horford can't really guard him either, but looking at it from a rivalry standpoint, I like that trade. It makes them weaker. But for Bradley Beal, I don't have much thoughts. It's just a bad trade for the Suns. Good trade for the Wizards. They got a lot back for them, too. Suns, I don't see how that's going to fit. They're going to have a whole bunch of G League players around them, four players. So I'm not really liking that trade. See what the old school thinking, the father thinking, got to say.
Thank you for that intro. I don't know. I think the Porzingis trade, I think Boston is going to take a step back. Although Porzingis averaged, 23 and, you know, the rebounds. When you pull out the heart, let's just call it what it is, Marcus Smart was the heart of that team. You know, been there since 2014, you know. They've made the playoffs every year he's been there. And let's look at what they've did. Of course, you got Jaylen Brown and Taysom, you call them the Jays, you got them. But Marcus Smart was an integral part of that. And you just take that out. His defense and his just overall, like they said, the heart of the team. And when you rip that out sometimes, you can replace it with the scoring. And let's just hope for Boston's sake that Porzingis, you know, injury history doesn't catch up with them, because that would be a huge loss for them too. So we got to look at, you know, a lot of those things. But then if you look at it, you know, what he drops, what he brings, it you know, talk to me like in January, February, you know, to see once they, because the first few times, you know, getting acclimated to that, we'll have to see. I don't know, but that's a big question mark. I almost want to say I think Boston will take a step back with that because of losing Smart. Okay. That's just my opinion. What and about Bradley Beal, that's a hard one. To me, I just look at Phoenix now and I just say it's not enough basketballs. You know,
too many shots to go up.
I mean, you got KD, you got Beal now, you got Booker. So, I mean, they got to get their shots in. And to me, you know, when you take, okay, get KD is a, you know, whole element in itself. But when you take Booker and Beal, I mean, similar players, you know, mid-range, you know, doing what they do, you know, could easily drop 40, you know, 45 on you every night. But then my question is, where's the defense? Not saying I know Beal gets his steals, but where's the defense? You know, what else do you have? You got Ayton. So you got, I was looking at, you know, if you go salary cap, I think those four players even put them over the salary cap. So what can they put around them? And as we see with Denver's run, what you put around makes a difference. Murray and you know, Jokic did it, but Brown, KCP, Gordon, Michael Porter, just even LeBron off the bench, you know, and all the players, all that makes a difference. So I would really be interested to see. You got a whole year of KD. Hopefully he stays healthy. We know what he brings. One thing I will say, they'll put up a lot of points.
A lot of shots.
And so who's going to be the point guard? Payne?
Probably. Oh, I forgot they said Cameron. Yeah, Cameron Payne, probably. But
wait and see your approach.
Yeah, we just got to see. Let's switch it up. We ain't talking football on this podcast yet.
Oh, yeah.
Throw you a loop. Yeah. See, y'all know we Packers fans. Aaron Rodgers, it's a big topic of discussion between us two. My dad kind of don't like him no more since he left. But he's still my favorite player of all time. I ain't really rooting for him, but I ain't got no beef with him. It's time to move on for both sides. So let me ask you this. We was talking about this one time before, so might as well just say what we were saying. I think the best of all time, obviously, is Tom Brady, like, accolade-wise. But best, like, talent quarterback, pure talent, the thrower of the football, who are you taking? And he got to be between Brady and Rodgers. The best thrower of the football, who are you taking? I'm obviously taking Rodgers. Rodgers, and Mahomes probably a close second. Them two make some crazy throws. I'm not as versed in football history as I am basketball, but it's not. I wasn't watching Dan Marino. I wasn't even thought of, so I can't really say. My highlights ain't gonna do it justice, you know.
You're right, and that's where I would say to me. Is you can say accolades, but you have to go through different eras. I mean, we can go to, I know, Bart Starr. We can go to all these, you know, other players. I think it just depends on the team, really. Because like you said, Rodgers, okay, he did do that. But if you take Rodgers and put him with the Bengals or something, I'm just saying, you know, he's probably could still make the same throws. But look at the players he's had with him. So ever since Rodgers has came in the league, from the Nelsons to the Drivers to the Jennings to Devontae Adams to Javon Walker, you know, he has some great pass catchers. That's the same as Troy Aikman. Like, you know, he has more rings than Rodgers. But, you know, look at some of the stuff he had around him.
Football's team sport.
Right. So he might not have the numbers. Like, you know, we got Drew Brees, you know, one ring, but look what he's did and look what he had around him. So I think it's hard to say Brett Favre, you know, like we always said, Brady. I think we cannot ever just take Brady off, because at the end of the day, you play to win championships.
All right. And let's stop you there. You put Aaron Rodgers with Belichick and the Patriots roster. How many do Aaron Rodgers get? And then vice versa, Tom Brady with the Packers organization. I think Rodgers and Belichick probably win about 10 of them.
Of course, as usual, young school exaggeration. I would say
10 of
three.
He's winning less than Brady.
Why? Say so. Brady is built different. Rodgers is, if we think about it, because then if that's the case, are you blaming the teams for every year they reached the championship and reached the NFC championship and all of that? Is it
for
the team?
Packers? The Packers, previously, the past few years, it's been Rodgers in that offense. But before, like the early 2010s, when he was dominating, he wasn't. He didn't have no defenses with him. Not at all. They had Ladarius Gunter guarding Julio Jones. Y'all don't even know who listeners probably don't even know who Ladarius Gunter. He was the Packers starting cornerback in the NFC Championship, guarding Julio Jones in his prime.
That was because of injuries, right? Injuries.
No. Happened. No, it wasn't because he was their best corner. Who did they have? Randall? Demaryius Randall? Like, that was just their best available option on the roster. Ted Thompson, rest in peace, his last few days. last few seasons as GM. Just it was just rough. They say he wasn't even making decisions. It was Russ Ball.
Right. Okay. So the Packers, we know, is the only team that's not owned by ownership. So, you know, they are limited in what they, I'm not making excuses because they should have made splashes. I mean, like now, if you look at it, if you want to talk Aaron Rodgers, let's just say that they would have went and did what they did this year by grabbing those tight ends and wide receivers and stuff and help Rodgers out a bit. You know, so my thing is, it's a organizational thing that they were doing, which did keep them from when they won that championship in 2010. They should have built upon it, but their philosophy was build through the draft, build through the draft. Whereas New England, they're gonna go out and grab a player like a Randy Moss, or you know, different things like that that might put them over the edge.
Rodgers with Moss, you only giving him 3 rings? Because when did Moss come in with Brady? Was that like 2010?
I don't remember, but they didn't win that year either.
So Rodgers with Bill Belichick in their roster construction, they only went in 3 rings. How much is Brady? How much is Brady? Since he built different, you said he was built different. How much he went in with Green Bay? Or how many, not how much, excuse the grammar. How many is he winning with Green Bay?
One like Rodgers. I mean, I don't know. It's hard to say. When I say built different, I'm not saying he's built, but he has that championship just drive. Some people are born with it. Some people have it. Do you think Rodgers with that same exact roster is going when they're down 28-3 is going to come back.
Rodgers probably checks out. Rodgers on the sideline screaming at people. Well, Brady be on the sideline screaming at people too.
He's screaming at people, but then you see that fierceness, that anger in his face because it's like, I'm not going out like that. Where Rodgers put on that cap and just sit on the sideline talking to
thinking about his next drug he gonna do.
That's you. I'm not saying that. You know, sitting on the sideline talking to Bakhtiari or something like that. Brady sitting there alone, steaming mad. He want to go back in the game. Rodgers like, I'm not going back in. So I'm just saying it's not like he don't have, you know, don't want to win or nothing like that. But it's just that drive behind Brady. Same as like with Jordan.
You know. So where we let me stop you there because that's gonna be brought up next. We'll do that next. So Rodgers is my guy. I think him and Belichick win a lot more than 3. I think Rodgers is I'm not gonna say better all time because winning has a lot to do with it, but I think he's better than Tom Brady, talent wise. That's me. I always thought that and I always will think that.
Talent don't always win championships.
It doesn't. Now, as you can see, Rodgers has 0 or 1. Excuse me.
He has 1.
Yeah. So now let's piggy bank off that. He's finna bring up Jordan. Who's the greatest athlete of all time? Like from Tom Brady. I see, I'm not too versed into all the other sports, but like basketball, football, you got Brady, Brady Rodgers. I'm not Roger. Rodgers isn't in this conversation. Brady, Jordan, Muhammad Ali. Trying to think. Floyd. Can you put Floyd up there? Floyd Mayweather?
No.
He never lost.
Not the same category. That's good. He never lost. You're talking the greatest athlete.
Yeah.
See, to me, you have to incorporate other stuff, too. You have to incorporate their presence. You have to incorporate what they stand for, you know, how are they perceived by everyone, even little kids and stuff. So when you say Michael the greatest Jordan of all time, the GOAT, yeah.
Michael Jordan. Be like Mike LeBron. You got to put LeBron in there.
Yeah, I think you can put LeBron in there. Like I said, you always hear LeBron this, LeBron that. Not saying that, but a man been in the league, 20 years? What one, name me one negative story, one negative incident, that you ever heard LeBron in? Nothing. Yeah. But they want to keep dragging his name. I'm not a huge LeBron fan. I respect him. I, you know, love his game. I think he accomplished a lot, but I look at it too as a lot even away from sports, what he does and, you know, with the school and just what, you know, he does everything. So I think that makes you a complete athlete as well.
So just athlete, I think we both can agree is Jordan.
I would
just
say
from
so.
Accolades and off the court. Well,
yes.
Is Jordan the best guy off the court?
No. He yeah, had
I was
a few,
say.
Yeah, he had a few things that went on, so you can't always say he was the best off the court. So to me, the greatest athlete of all time is a question mark. I would say it's several. So it's
Ali
hard
is
to just pinpoint. Yeah. You know, what his stance, you know, wasn't just boxing. The stance he took during some very difficult times, you know, puts him way up there too. So, I mean, we got to look at it as a whole.
I know you don't know about soccer, but Messi is up there. You know who Messi is? Leonardo Messi.
I've heard the name. He's signing with Miami now or something, right?
Yeah, he's coming. He's coming over to America for some reason. All the tickets for this game is going to be like $30,000 because somebody like him don't belong in American soccer. But this ain't no soccer podcast. I don't really
I was
know that.
Say, I was just going to listen to you because I just know they kicked the ball through the two nets on each side.
It's still the most popular sport in the world, though. Just not here because American soccer stinks.
Once again, that's your cue, my man. I'm listening when it comes to soccer. Like they said, know what you're talking about.
All right, let's go. Something you do know about. Who do you think the greatest coach of all time is? Belichick, wow. Phil Jackson.
Popovich.
Trying to think.
Yeah. But then you got to go to college ranks.
I don't watch college.
Yeah, but if you do, you have some great ones in college.
Coach K, Duke.
Yeah, you got him. You got Wooden, UCLA. That's a tough one because then you got Don Shula, you know, still, we could say it, but the only coach, Vince Lombardi. Yeah, that's a hard one, man, because I think if you say in specific sports, you can break it down. But when you just say the greatest coach of all time, it's hard to say. Because then, too, if you go by championships, what you going to do? You got to put Bill Russell in there. He did it as a coach and a player.
Yeah. I think Phil Jackson. Well, I don't know. Because look what teams he coached. Look at who he coached, you know?
He had Jordan. What you going to say? He had Jordan. He had
Jordan, Kobe.
Shaq.
Pippen. Look what happened when he went to go run the Knicks.
I forgot Turnoil. About that.
Yeah, I bet he did too.
I mean, the thing about it is that's just like with everything. You know, if you give anybody I ain't going to say a loaded roster, but some very good players, they have a better chance to accomplish something. So I think that's an open, you know, to me, that's open to say the best coach ever. You know, we could say it's some very good coaches. I mean, the ones we named were very good in their perspective sports. And, you know, we just can go at that. I'm glad one name you didn't throw in there.
What?
You know who you was going to say.
Spoelstra? Nah.
Put him in the category.
He, like just based off wins and stuff, I think he's one of the most winning, how you say that word? Winningness,
yeah.
Coaches in NBA history.
But then like even Pat Riley, you know.
Yeah.
So it's plenty you can go down the line.
That's kind of a broad question. Excuse me. Now that I think about it, that's a real broad question.
It is, because it's the same with the greatest athlete. You know, you just have too much, and then you can't even knock. If I go back to, then we'll move on. Go back to some of the greatest athletes. I mean, you got to include some women in there, you know. Lisa Leslie. You had
the Williams,
you know.
Sisters.
Yeah. And you got, I think all the way back to other older tennis players, you know. So you got just you have to, it's real a fine line when you say that. So,
so back to basketball, since that's what we know best. Greatest team of all time.
Ooh.
Yeah. We got the 98 Bulls, the 17-18 Warriors, 01 Lakers, I think. 01, was it 01?
Yeah, but then you got to get the Bad Boys in there, you know. Yeah. You got to get Portland, those two.
Kareem and Magic.
Yep, Kareem. Worthy. I said Portland, I meant Houston, you know, with Akeem and all them. So you even had some really, but we just talking championships. So I don't know, the Celtics of old, you know, like you said, the Lakers, Showtime. So that's always an argument, you know, who is the greatest teams. I think that's a hard one because it's different eras. So it would be hard for you to put, you know, Showtime against, you know, the Warriors, or, you know, the Bulls against.
Warriors will light them up.
Once again. Were you watching Showtime? Magic, I wasn't. Worthy.
Were you watching it?
Yeah, I was around.
That was like the 70s. You were.
No, it wasn't. Showtime was the 80s and the 90s. Early 90s, yeah.
I ain't going to say how old you are, but I was going to say you was fairly young when that came out, wasn't you?
Hey, I came out watching sports.
The Warriors will run circles around them.
Yeah, and miss all them threes. And
did they even have a 3-point line back?
They had it, but it wasn't relied on to win. You know, the only back down.
The only bonus they will have is Kareem. Everything else is getting ran circles around.
Whole nother podcast episode.
New school versus old school.
Yeah, new school versus old school. Old school is right.
No.
Correct.
So who's winning that Warriors team? Steph, Clay, KD, Draymond, and whoever they had at the five. Who's winning that versus the 98 Bulls? It was Pachulia, I think. I don't even think Looney was starting there. Yeah. Zaza. Okay. Who's winning?
It doesn't matter. The Bulls.
Who's guarding KD? Pippen?
Yeah.
He's giving Pippen at least 20. 25, 30.
Really? Yeah. That's fine. Those stats will look real good while the Bulls were celebrating.
Who's guarding Curry?
Who did you get? Jordan, you had Ron Harper out there.
Is Ron Harper a good defender?
Excellent defense.
Dude, head was too big. He couldn't have played that good defense, man.
See, once again, that new school won't accept the facts. I mean, you're talking about a team. Okay, because what are you talking, a year that the Golden State won 70 games or something?
No, the year after that when they got KD. Remember, KD went after they won and broke the record.
All right, so, I mean, good team. Now, I say it's hard to say because they didn't play each other, but you can't look back and say that the Bulls was built different. You know, they can go out there. They was beating most teams by the time the third quarter or something, you know, so it was a lot of rest. It was just that, you know, and they didn't have to rely on, you know, not saying there's nothing wrong, it's today's game, but they didn't have to shoot 53 pointers.
The Warriors are running circles around it too.
Matter of opinion. And it's
they'll be able to keep up scoring wise. You know, y'all basketball is in at like 80 to 72. Nobody want to watch that. It's the reason the NBA is such a popular game now.
No defense, yeah.
But that's the way the game is going, right?
That's a matter of opinion. Some of us would like to see young schools just want a glorified all-star game for 82 games a year.
We still like to watch. basketball.
I want an all-star game from November to April. Y'all want an all-star game every night.
I'm not saying that, but today's game is way more exciting than y'all game. Y'all game was just boring. I like 90s basketball, but it was boring.
Matter of opinion.
It's not like I was watching it live, but just from the clips and stuff, like the NBA channel uploaded some games from the 90s, and it's a snooze fest, man.
Matter of opinion.
It is.
Real basketball for real fans. That's my motto. Real basketball for real fans.
So what you calling me? I'm not a real fan?
I didn't call you that. You watch the sport.
Yeah.
You enjoy your team. I'm just saying real basketball for real fans. We don't have to turn this into an argument.
I'm not. That was kind of throwing a shot at me, wasn't it?
Real basketball for real fans? If you consider yourself a real fan.
So what's real basketball?
Real basketball?
Yeah.
It's playing on both ends of the court. Okay. It's good hustle. It's not if somebody touch you, you fly into the first row with all the fans.
So the game being played today ain't real basketball?
Yeah, of course it's real basketball. It's just a whole different era. I mean, would you say you watch some of the clips? How many times did you see somebody flop on the ground or fly out when somebody touched them? They fly from the free throw line to the concession stand.
Jordan got some garbage calls too.
You're saying garbage calls?
Yeah, like little ticky tack fouls. It was still some ticky tack fouls then.
It's always been ticky tack fouls. Star players have always got treatment. I mean, Kobe, Jordan. I mean, the only ones, if you think, I got to give Shaq credit. Shaq used to get. Big men don't really get that type of calls when you play like that. I mean, even if you transform it to this year with like your Giannis's and who else can I
Embiid, name? He get every single foul call though.
And once again, he's always on the floor. You know, how many times is Embiid getting off the floor of a game? And he's same with Jokic. I just say two
Jokic, big. Jokic don't be on the ground as much as Embiid.
But he's just flopping and throw his hands everywhere like he just got murdered.
Yeah, so, I agree with you there.
Yeah, so. But here's the thing to sum it up. It's two different eras. You know, every different era. It's going to be different. You know, Lawrence Will, we around 10 years from now. It'll still be different from it is today. So you still just respect the game for what it is and, you know, different eras for what they're about. And then we, you know, we on from there.
We'll talk about it in a later episode because I don't necessarily agree with you.
Hey, you can agree to disagree, my man.
It's probably a good place to end it. Appreciate everybody for listening. Got any ideas or something you want us to talk about, throw it in the comments. Text me, you know, hit us up at the Rich Pod, at the Rich Pod. Make sure you put the, because Rich Pod ain't going to pop up. The Rich Pod on every platform. Hit us up. Follow us, all that good stuff. Yeah. You got anything else you want to add?
Well, you said the Rich Pod. Make sure you put father and son. Put father first because I know it all. Now, I don't know it all, but I know more than the son when it comes to sport. Ha! Love y'all. Appreciate y'all. Remember, keep God first.
Show your shirt.
Everything else to follow.
Show your shirt. Yeah.
I can do all things.
Do all things through Christ. I got this God is love shirt. You want a shirt like this, hit me up. I got you.
Oh, yeah. I got to throw that promo in. Okay. All right. Appreciate y'all. Rich Pie.
Talk to y'all later.
Let's go.